It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back here on the Keystone Kickoff Show talking Penn State football. Penn State, Illinois coming up this weekend, Friday night football, 9 p.m.
God, that sounds
Eastern
so
time.
Weird.
Yeah, it's strange. It's strange. I'm with James Franklin on this one, that high school football belongs on Friday night, college football belongs on Saturday. He's been pretty vocal about that. We'll see how the team responds against Illinois. He's Greg Pickle, by the way. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com, the best single game RV value in Happy Valley. You can check them out at GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs you can rent for individual games, free shuttle to the game, large projection TV, free Wi-Fi. You can enjoy tailgating there with 409 barbecue and wine, along with Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and Labatt Beer. Go to PSURV.com for all the details. And while you're there, check out the Keystone Sports Network RV, which comes with 409 barbecue sauces and rubs and a catered meal. So you can't do better than that. Still a couple RVs remaining for Ohio State. Check them out. Go PSURV.com. Penn State, of course, on the road this weekend. Going into conference play, they wrap up non-conference at 3-0. Illinois on the other side, 2-1 under Lovie Smith. They had to come back to beat the Kent State team that Penn State just beat 63-10. They beat them 31-24. They also beat Western Illinois 34-14. They lost this past weekend 25-19 to South Florida in a game that they led 19-7 in the fourth quarter. Penn State, Greg, a 27-point favorite to open things up.
Yeah, this is as all the makings of a snoozer, doesn't it? I am having a hard time getting excited for this game. I imagine that it's going to be very weird for fans to sit down on a Friday night and watch Penn State football play, but it is a situation that we are all in, so we'll make the best of it. I think for Penn State, there's a lot to look at, again, about what we can learn about Penn State from watching their operation and things like that, because I don't think we're going to learn a ton from watching them play an Illinois team that was losing to Kent State at one point. I mean, Penn State didn't have the cleanest of first halves, but they were never in danger of losing to Kent State. Illinois certainly was, and because of that, I just they gave up 18 points in the fourth quarter to lose to South Florida. I mean, it was a game that Illinois could have won, and they weren't able to close the deal. So, problematic all the way around for Lovie Smith, who I'm still surprised that he's the head coach there. It's the answer to a bad trivia question. I mean, it's just a bad football team for the most part, and I guess we'll see how it all plays out, but not terribly impressed by what they've put on the field so far, and I think Penn State should probably feel pretty good about its chances going into this one, as the point spread indicates.
I think that is fair to say, and I think the logical starting point in this conversation, Greg, is to look at that Kent State game. And certainly over a couple weeks, teams can evolve and grow, and they might not have started the way that they wanted to start. But if you look at the number of yards that Illinois gave up to this Kent State team, 270 through the air to Woody Barrett and those guys, averaged 9.6 yards per completion, threw a couple touchdown passes. He also ran for 183 against Penn State. Kent State ran for 41 yards. So I think it shows you just where Illinois is. I think there's some truth there, and I think that Penn State just brings a whole different level of test to the table. If Woody Barrett can do what he did against this Illinois defense, you feel pretty good that Trace McSorley, and maybe I'm underestimating the routine change that James Franklin kind of keeps harping on.
I think it's a problem.
Yeah, I know you've thought it was a problem all along, but the one thing that I would say about Penn State is that they've been pretty good at avoiding trap game situations. I know that they've gotten off to some slow starts. Like, I think back to, what was it, Indiana on the road a couple years ago as they're getting hot.
Oh, man, was that brutal.
That was a bad first half. But, once again, I would say, how many minutes of good football is it going to take for Penn State to beat Illinois? I think about 10.
Five.
10 minutes of Penn State's best football beats Illinois.
I mean, Illinois' best player is its kicker. Honestly, it is. The guy's actually pretty good. He probably has a chance to go to the NFL, but I think he's their best weapon and their best player. And when that's the case, you're probably not going to score enough points to stick with a Penn State offense that scores 45-50 a game. So, question I have for you, Dustin, as we continue this, what do we call it, a look ahead?
There's
a word we can't use, I think, to define this segment. But Charlie Strong, the South Florida head coach, said, Lovey has to get the players in here, and which I think he will do, and he is at an unbelievable university that gives him the opportunity to, and he's in a really good conference. Do you think he believes anything he said? I don't think Lovey Smith can recruit that well. I don't think they're ever going to get the kind of players that they have in there. And the one guy that was a spark plug that caused Penn State problems a couple years ago is Mike Dudek, and he's hurt. He's probably had more seasons end due to injury than seasons he's played in college. I think that he missed at least all of one season due to injury, and he's gone out with injury during the season, I think, twice now. Very, very unfortunate. He's a good player. Would love to see Penn State's defense tested by him, but we're not going to get the chance.
Penn State got gashed by him a couple years ago. He caught like 10 balls, I think, and it was not good. So, all right. So Charlie Strong, I think, is going to have Lovie Smith back from coach to coach, and you know, he came in. He's had two full recruiting classes so far. I thought it was three. I forgot that he was brought in March.
How could you forget?
A month after National Signing Day, he was brought in. And I don't think for Illinois' program that he was necessarily a bad hire. But, you know, I think that he was in the pros for so long, and his star was fading, you know, in the pros. What, he led the Bears to the Super Bowl a while ago. So – how long do you need for him to say that he's gotten the players in there? Because I don't think he's gotten in two recruiting cycles. I don't think he's gotten players in there. And I think from a talent perspective, they are well behind most of the Big Ten. I think they're more in line with like a Rutgers than they are anybody else when it comes to just pure talent on the field.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that, you know, again, Illinois is just not a place you're going to consistently recruit a lot of kids to without winning. And how do you win when you're so far below most of your competition? I mean, if they can't win against a South Florida team, it's okay, not great. You know, I don't know where the wins are going to come from that excite kids that want to come to to play at Illinois, and a matchup with Penn State is certainly no way to help that. If you're going to cross over, you'd rather have Rutgers or Maryland, not Penn State. So they didn't get any favors with the schedule this year. And I mean, like I said, they have some interesting pieces, but not enough to make Penn State worry, I don't think, going into this Saturday or this Friday. Yeah, there we go. This Friday's matchup. Man, that bugs me.
You got to see your routine's changed. That's why you're so down on it.
Yeah, you think the team's going to have problems. I'm going to have problems. Just on the routine front quick, James Franklin is such a creature of habit. And he does not like when things are changed. He does not like when the schedule's altered or messed with. And unfortunately, they are in a situation now where they have no choice. And Monday was a problem, I'm sure, because they were balancing. Typically how it works is Penn State's student athlete players have off on Monday, and they load up on classes and lab work and stuff like that because there's no football practice. Well, there's football practice on Monday when you play a game on Friday, and your off days then move to Saturday, of course. So I don't know. It's weird. It's a very bizarre situation. I don't know how Penn State's going to practice on Monday, but I'm sure that how it practiced on Monday, I'm sure it found a way. But yeah, it's certainly a big change that they're going to have to adjust to. The good news is one of the players said after the game, I think it was Ryan Bates, it's not like the Big Ten moved the game to Friday like last week. It's been known for over a year now.
Right. And that's fair. And maybe that's one of the reasons that I'm underestimating the schedule change. And, you know, I think Penn State's going to need a lot more than a schedule change to be in a situation where they're in a real football game against Illinois. He's Greg Pickle. I'm Dustin Hawkins. We were talking Penn State-Illinois, looking ahead to that matchup in Champaign. Friday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time kick. It's one of the more talked about dynamics in this game where you can't really say right now that the outcome is going to be in question for Penn State. By the way, when Penn State does return home, you can avoid shipping costs by pre-ordering 409 Tailgate Club wine for the Ohio State game, picking it up at the 409 Tailgate Club tailgate party by calling 570-204-4478. Once again, 570-204-4478 to pre-order tailgate wine for the Ohio State game. Before they get there, Penn State faces an Illinois team that is limited, I would say. And looking back, Lovie Smith's first recruiting class, just to circle back on the talent issue, number 46 nationally in 2017, his first class. You get a little new coach bump usually. fit number 53 in 2018. They're currently the number 60 class in the country. Couple 4-stars. They've only got 10 commits so far. They loaded up on numbers in 2017, 2018. You might see a smaller class in 2019 for them. So with Illinois, A.J. Bush, their quarterback, was banged up in the Western Illinois game. You saw M.J. Rivers the second play against USF. The running back combination of Mike Epstein and Reggie Corbin, not too bad so far against, again, inferior competition. 491 yards combined between those two guys, 5 touchdowns. There's not much to fear in the passing game, and it doesn't matter what quarterback is playing. So if Penn State gets a one-dimensional opponent and then manages to put the squeeze on them by jumping out to an early lead, this one could be pretty over quickly, just like Kent State was, where if you can't pose a big threat through the air, you're just not going to be able to play with a team like Penn State that can score points in bunches.
Yeah, there is rain in the forecast. I think that's a problem in a way. I also think that doesn't it just feel like one of those games? I know we've talked about before that Penn State has been very good in the James Franklin era of not falling for the trap game, of not, you know, letting change affect the way it starts games. They talk a lot about starting fast. To be honest, Penn State just has not started that fast at times this year. They've been a little slow out of the gate. This is the perfect opportunity for that to happen yet again. We'll see. I don't know. This is only a game, though, in my mind, Dustin, as long as Penn State decides it's a game, which means as soon as they decide to turn it on, whether it's from the opening kickoff or maybe a little bit later, Illinois will be left in the dust.
And so I would say, really, the focus is less about outcome and more about what you want to see from Penn State. What do you want to see from Penn State to make you believe that they got a legitimate shot next weekend against Ohio State?
Yeah, I think that what Penn State needs to do is they need to come out and play a clean game. Last week we talked about them needing to play a complete game. They did that in 60 minutes, no matter who was on the field. This week, Dustin, they need to play a clean game. No pre-snap penalties, no goofy pick play penalties, no taking touchdowns off the board. Those are the things that lose you games when you go on to face, you know, a top five team in Ohio State, even if you're at home. So, yeah, that's what stands out to me. I need to see just a clean, competitive start to finish 60 minutes.
Because you the margin is going to get gobbled up by Ohio State's talent. I do think, as we mentioned earlier in the week, that Penn State's special teams are a real wild card in any matchup of any kind. Could see that become a factor against Illinois. We could see that become a factor against Ohio State as well. What is your pick? Penn State, Illinois, again, open at 27 points. That line could shift a little bit. Who do you got?
All right. So I mentioned that the kicker is the best guy on the field. He scores all of Illinois' points, 37-12 Nittany Lions. It's never that close, but it might feel like it in the second half is kind of, it looks a little sluggish.
I'm going to go with the same thing. Quick kicker scores all the points. I'm going 44-9.
There you go.
3 Illinois field goals. You got them in there at 4 field goals. We'll see what happens. Both of us were kind of in the right direction, although Penn State covered against Kent State in a big way. I expect them to cover in this one against Illinois, unless that point spread beefs up. We'll see what Tyler Donahue thinks about Penn State, Illinois. The beat writer from Alliance 247 joins us in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Whether you're going to Happy Valley for a football game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. These awesome brats are made with the finest ingredients using an old-fashioned German recipe and supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football. It just doesn't get any better than that. Get yours at shotzisbrats.com. That's S-C-H-A-T-Z-I-S brats.com.